Butler planned events all over the state today, the last full day of campaigning in advance of the Supreme Court election. Speaking to reporters in Madison this morning, he said the people he talks to are tired of the negative campaign ads that have been run by third-party groups and by Judge Gableman.
And the only way to uphold the integrity of the office and to put an end to this nonsense is for voters to stand up and vote against it.
Butler says he's trying to give people a reason to vote for him, but that he won't compromise the integrity of the court by attacking Gableman. His limited TV ads have largely reflected that. Only one mentioned Gableman, and it was in response to an attack ad that questioned whether Wisconsin families could feel safe with Butler on the court. Butler says he has no idea what to expect as far as an outcome in tomorrow's race.
What I'm hoping for is that voters rise up and come out in vast numbers. I mean, the way I see how this race has developed is the messaging from the other side is to try to suppress voter turnout. We want voter turnout to be high. I think that's important. I think when the voters come out, they'll be sending a message that enough is enough. We don't want this kind of a race in our state.
The Government Accountability Board estimates voter turnout will be roughly 20%, which is about the same as it was for the last two contested Supreme Court races. Butler lost a bid for the high court in 2000 against now federal judge Diane Sykes. But he was appointed to fill a vacancy in 2004, and this time he's the incumbent. The last time a sitting justice lost a seat on the court was more than 40 years ago. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.